This podcast of the Em and Harley Show is brought to you by Australia's best mobile network. Get up to speed with their latest offers at your nearest Telstra store or go to telstra.com.au now.
Hey, podcasters. Harley's going to go. There's a guy waiting to put a tow ball in his car.
There's a man at my house.
So this will be really quick. I'm a bit hectic because we just got surprised by Jimmy Barnes.
But that's not on this podcast.
That's tomorrow's podcast. You'll hear
Jimmy
that.
Barnes totally just walked in.
And his voice was so familiar, and it wasn't, and then it was, and oh, my God.
I felt like he was my mate. Like I knew him.
I imagine you and he would have similar walks.
Like, I was just listening to him talk to you, and I was like, yeah, my mate's just talking to him.
But not only that, he can talk, though.
We've never met.
He's a storyteller. Yeah. He's a Glaswegian, isn't he?
Yes.
They're hectic.
Yeah.
If you should read his first book, it is really full on.
Yeah.
He had a childhood.
He's had a life.
Well.
Yeah.
It's still got more to come.
Anyway, that's got nothing to do with this podcast.
No, sorry, guys. That'll be tomorrow. Hawk. We talked about people who eat lipstick. We talked about dog news. We talked about my sore bum. We talked about.
We called a lot of people an idiot.
I had a hectic show.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah,
anymore.
I was here.
Zero f**ks. I care about the show.
Hey, Adelaide, I've got tickets for sale. If you are offended by it, get
too f***ed. My show has finished pre-sale by the time you hear this. So Monday, everything goes on sale everywhere, and do that. Please come to my stand-up show, Evil Queen. That's all we have time for.
Get
no, we're not saying we don't give f***s about you guys.
No, we love you guys.
Everyone always complains about every f***ing thing, and mummy's reached a point of, fine, mate, what do you got for me today?
I only say get f***ed. To people who are offended if they get told to get
Don't beep this, dickheads. Like, don't beep it. It. I know they're beeping it.
They're beeping it.
Bye, guys.
It's the radio show that woke up to a face without fur yesterday.
Your face is messed up, bro.
Your face is messed up.
Your face is not right.
Your face isn't right.
Do not collect gold. Do not pass $200. Why?
Luckily, a lack of facial fuzz didn't affect the show in any way.
So today I've told people to wipe their bums with puppies.
And I endorse that.
Okay.
Puppies like it.
So supportive.
Turns out a show without face whiskers is enough to make you sick.
She had to wear a boot because of the pin sticking in it.
There's a pin coming out of the end of it.
So she broke it.
This is
the Emerciano Radio Show
with Harley Breen.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Sneaky Friday.
I didn't even know it.
Uh-huh.
It snuck up on me.
That's the best thing about Thursday.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, it's here up in your grill.
Well, yes.
Yes.
I'm going out.
Are you?
Right now.
Right now? That's a run-up?
It's Sneaky Friday.
But it's still only 6:01 a.m.
Yeah, it might be a bit early.
I feel like it's a little bit early.
I'll finish the show and then I'm going out.
That's generous of you. Thank you for finishing the show. We have Pete Hallier joining us in studio.
Who's that?
We love that guy.
I do.
He's got a new game show that you nearly were a part of.
I was nearly a part of, like a lot of TV shows. And then when they go to air, I'm not. But he is Australia's best mate.
He's Australia's best mate. If he isn't stealing that for his next stand-up comedy show.
I say it to him every time I see him.
I'm Pete Hallier, Australia's best mate. I'm trying to get a group of animals up on my phone, but I can't.
A group of animals?
You know how I like to give you animal facts?
Yeah.
Here we go.
A collective noun.
Okay, here we go. No, that's not working. Sorry, guys. Can't do Dolly. Can't even Google properly. A group of lions is a pride.
That's true.
A group of fish is a school.
A group of owls.
A chapter. A book?
I thought you'd know that.
I do know that. Hey Siri, what is a group of owls called?
Here's what I found on the web for what is
a parliament.
A parliament, that's correct.
I knew it was bookish.
Murder of crows.
A parliament of owls. How good's that?
This has been great radio already, Sydney. You are welcome.
Liquid nails an owl on my back veranda last night because we have a terrible possum problem.
Not a real one.
No.
I was just looking at you going, why are you saying that?
I went to Bunnings and I bought a big plastic owl that's head bobbles.
Yes.
They're bobbly head ones now.
I've got to get one of them.
They're so good.
Yep.
And I liquid nails it. And last night I heard a possum trying to take it and I was cackling in my bed at 2 a.m. Do your worst, dickhead. Oh, use liquid nails. Scott says I use Liquid Nails too much.
Nah.
If anything's wobbly, Liquid Nails.
I think you do get confused with the title of that product and what it does. It's not actually nails.
It sticks it down, though.
Yeah, it sticks
stuff down.
That
possum could not move it. The possum was out there, like, had it in a chokehold and couldn't get it off.
Yeah. You can't put structural things on the walls, though.
Nah, can't
you
do
need
that.
Actual squeeze and nails.
Liquid Nails.
I have no face hair, and it's a struggle. And I just want to say to everyone that's been commenting on our social media, that is rude.
No,
what
it's
you're
not.
Saying.
It's not rude.
You
it's great.
Rude individuals.
Can I show you something terrifying, actually?
Is it my face?
Someone fixed it.
I know, I did see that.
Someone drew black text on your face, and it looks like they're preparing a ransom note.
That's the picture. That's the picture that the police find after they found me in a shallow grave. It's disturbing, and all of you should be ashamed of yourself.
Now, you got rid of it for Movember, and have you checked your total?
That is exactly what I was just opening. I have already hit in one day $1,065.
Congratulations.
Yes. And congratulations to everybody out there that's getting behind it. And your nasty, nasty comments about my face.
Voldemort.
But it's horrible. You're a horrible
people. Voldemort.
Listen.
It's really, I was like.
I do look more like Charlie Sheen.
Someone made us a sign that says the M. Rusty Asshole Show with
Charlie Sheen.
It's out there. I'll show you later. Yeah, it's amazing.
But last night I did a gig because I'm a very funny comedian.
I don't know how you are here this morning.
No, neither do I.
I was in bed at 8 o'clock.
No, I was in bed at about 11:30.
Nah.
I'm a bit dusty.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I feel not connected to my facial hair. But then last night, I just feel like when I walked on stage, people were like, who are you?
Yeah.
You have no authority over me.
I go get a drink.
I'd be out.
You walked out and be like, oh, it's the filler.
The teenager's here.
Yes. Yeah.
He doesn't know what's going on with life.
Very smooth.
Yeah.
You're smooth,
and
man.
I was talking about because my
And you look prettier, so I was like, he doesn't know trouble or struggle.
That's right. My new show is called Flat Out Doing Nothing, which is.
Yeah, because of your face.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of about being a dad. And
you're not a dad yet.
That's exactly
20,
what they were
as
doing
if you're
to
you're a
me.
Dad.
They're like, what's this guy talking about having a kid?
Is he making up fake kids?
He can't make kids.
What the hell?
That guy still doesn't know how to get rid of a phantom erection. Sorry.
What's a phantom erection?
What?
What's that?
How have you not? We've talked about this before.
No.
Yeah. Phantoms. Little phantoms. You don't even know why they're there. And then just boom.
It just pops up.
High school is the worst for a young boy.
I don't know.
Because you'll just be sitting in class, phantom erection, and for some reason, at that time, the teacher goes, all right, Harley, stand up. Why are you asking me to stand up now?
That's not what I was thinking phantom erection. When you said phantom erection.
Were you thinking about the phantom?
I was thinking about ghost penis.
ghost penises.
I thought you meant like you felt like you've got one and you look down but you don't. That's what I thought you meant, a phantom erection.
So
that'll
be way
cool. That'll
I don't know how
cool.
much I can get away with here, but you can call it a travel fat.
Well, you said it.
Because it happens with the movement of a vehicle quite a lot.
I've got one on the couch.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry, everybody.
I'm so sorry I asked. Hey, have you ever got into a bath and thought, God, I wish I smelled like fried chicken?
Oh, only every day.
Right?
Yeah.
Did someone at KFC crack open my dream diary and go, what can we...
I don't know what you're
going to
go with,
Look, let's be honest, it could be anything.
Yeah.
And go, I'm going to make this a reality. Yes. If you would like to smell like the Colonel's 11 secret herbs and spices, if you'd like to have his secret herbs and spices all up and around your crevices...
How do you do it?
KFC have made a bath bomb that smells like fried chicken.
Yum.
Guys, at KFC, you need to calm down. You need to step away.
The KFC Bath Bomb, a product designed to make bath time smell like fried chicken. Its official title is Chicken Smell Bathing Powder. That's what they've called it. It's in Japan, so let's be honest.
What? No. The translation
of the KFC Bath Bomb is Chicken Smell Bathing Powder.
Did you know, though, that...
I don't know why the question mark's there. It's
chicken
like
smell.
They're not quite small, sure.
Chicken smell.
Could be chicken.
Get up that high. Did you know that on Twitter, KFC follow all 5 Spice Girls and 6 men named Herb?
So I know. Good. Someone there deserves a massive raise. I saw
it's
that.
So
that
good.
Is. Do you know how long it took us all to figure that
yeah,
out?
Yeah, because they've been doing it for years.
Yeah, like what, 5 or 6 years? And then finally someone bothered to look and they're like, hang on. I wanted to be that person at that moment in time who was the first person to discover that. Hang on.
But let's just say, too, KFC is a sometimes food. It's not...
I don't ever. I've never. I don't think I've ever eaten KFC in my life.
Really?
No. Oh, that was my go-to in the morning.
Yeah, but I don't.
After a rough night of responsible consuming of things.
I didn't do the herbs, so I didn't have the munchies.
Mate, I would get a Zinger burger.
Nah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I've ever had KFC. It's just not something we were allowed. Well, I was never allowed.
Oh, no, neither was I. You didn't have a TV. You
didn't have KFC. the bath bomb is cleverly moulded to resemble a chicken drumstick.
Is it?
Yes.
I'm looking at the picture of it.
Last year, oh, you'll love this. Last year they did pizza bombs, beer bombs, and miso soup bombs.
All things that your body shouldn't smell like. I like all of those things, but I don't want my body to smell that way.
Maybe you do. But if you combine them all together in one bath, I mean, that is an amazing meal.
That's
pizza and beer together, have some chicken.
Hey, darling, you smell like, what is that? Oh, the bin. You smell like the bin.
You didn't go down the shops with your kids.
No.
You didn't?
Get a haircut.
But well, I did get a haircut. Did.
Go to the mechanic.
Thank God. Hashtag on brand, Harley Brain.
As you know, I've got a near vintage car. It's 1 year off vintage.
Is that all it is?
40 years is vintage.
Oh, I think it looks. So next year?
Next year.
Big year for you? It's
big year. So I would just.
Fiona gets vintage status.
Yes, that's right. Well, I had to take it into the mechanic just to, there's a couple of things needed, a service, things like that. And I was genuinely worried that my mechanic would not give me the car back.
Yeah, your mechanic loves. What's your mechanic's name? Is it Mick?
Well, it's quite a hard word because it's very similar to one of my dead chicken's names. His name is Harris.
Harris.
My dead chicken is Horace.
That's a nice name for a boy.
It is a nice.
I've never heard that being named.
It is nice.
Harris.
He's a wonderful man.
Thank you,
and
Harris.
And he loves my car more than I do. And I'm like, yeah, it's a good car, but everyone just calm down. I just need to pick it up. So I turned up, and I didn't need it in a rush, but it should have taken a day. It took a week. I think he was just, like, showing off to his mates.
He's driving it around secretly. Yeah. Did you check the mileage? She's not what you left
I'm
her
I'm not
going
to lie. I did check
the mileage. I always do that.
And he did not drive it
he
around.
He didn't drive
no,
it?
No, no, no.
See, whenever I leave my car, like, at the airport, I always, like, check to see mileage.
If people have just
jumped
in.
Yeah, I don't know. Just like, go. Maybe.
Excellent. So I'm there to pick it up, and I walked in without the beard on, and he had no idea who I was.
I wouldn't give you that car back.
And I was like,
you don't deserve a vintage Land Cruiser. Are you coming to pick up your Hyundai Excel, mate?
It's funny you bring that up.
You want a Barina?
So.
Would you like your little Barina, mate? Would you like it? What were those cars, the red ones with the soft tops, the Fords,
well, no,
the red Ford, you know the ones.
Festiva.
Oh, I don't know.
The Festi.
Something.
Well, I turn up, there's another man there.
Capri?
And they're sort
yes,
of mid-
the Capri.
All right. They're mid-conversation. And I'm like, hey, Harris, I'm here to get the car. And he's like, oh, I didn't recognise you without your face here. I'm like, oh, whatever, take your time. He settles some business with this other gentleman who then exits the mechanic's shop and then he goes, oh, right, and he goes on about the car and how great it is and everything's working fine. I'm like, great, man, I just need to settle the bill. He's like, all right, and we walk into the office, which is right at the front of the building. There's a window and then there's the footpath. And he hands me the invoice and he went, oh, wait a minute, that's not for you. And I look down and it says Hyundai.
It is for you.
And I said, and then I was like, oh, look, it's just a couple of blokes hanging out.
Oh,
so
no.
I just bleh, bit of a rib. And I went, nah, mate, I've never and nor will I ever owned a Hyundai XL.
Oh.
And then he gives it a, with like he's trying to hush the laughing down, but he's
just still need a bloke.
You've had a dig at a car. Blah, we're blokes. And I'm like, I don't know why you're shushing it down. Fine. And then I pay and I turn around and there's the other dude just standing
a Hyundai
there.
Guy?
Dejected. And it was his Hyundai XL. I was
right.
Like, good luck with life, champ. And I climbed up in the truck and I drove off.
Hi, I'm sexologist Dr. Nikki, and my podcast, Sex and Life, is your peek behind the curtains of sex culture. Listen now at Podcast One as I open your eyes to the different ways sex can play a part in your life and relationships. If you're curious about the world of sex, this is the podcast for you. Sex and Life with me, Dr. Nikki, is available at Podcast One. Download the app or listen now at podcastone.com.au. No matter what you're into, there's one for everyone. Podcast One.
What's a superior thing
if you'd like a chance to win two tickets to see my new live stand-up comedy concert coming to the Opera House in April next year. Pre-sale is on right now, but I can say that you guys in Sydney, you did very well, and I've half sold out the Opera House.
Done Sydney.
So good.
I know. I think we're gonna have to do a few shows in Sydney. We're looking at it now because it sold so quickly. So thank you very much. But the Evil Queen Tour is coming, and the pre-sale's happening now. Then the real tickets go on sale Monday. We want to know, what's the superior household chore you secretly like doing?
Oh, I got to be honest with you. I like quite a lot of them. Depending on
what's
the
your
day
most
and my
favorite
and my mood, I quite enjoy standing at the kitchen sink and washing the dishes because I have a nice big window that looks out into the backyard. I look at my shed, and I daydream.
That's the only one I
at the moment, though. I do look out and see the
unfinished
desolate
tasks.
No, the desolate chicken coop.
Oh, yeah.
That's a bit depressing.
Oh god!
But I like it. But I like sitting there because there's a pile of dishes. It's got an end time on it. You're like, well, when that's done, the job is done, and it'll all be over there. I enjoy that.
I don't like washing dishes. That's the only one. I really love putting bleach on an old toothbrush and cleaning the bottom of the tap, you know, in the...
Oh, yes.
You know, just the rim around the...
There's a tiny little rim of filth.
Sometimes.
Yeah,
although,
like, what is that filth?
I don't leave it long enough because I'm so into doing it. And I love vacuuming.
I love vacuuming.
Oh, I do, because I have, like, the best vacuum.
Well, see, I've got a crappy vacuum.
With different suction levels. I have a Miele vacuum, and it has, like, five different suction levels, and it is incredible. And you, like, lifts the colour off the carpet. It's so great.
I've got a vacuum that's a mashup of two vacuums.
No.
One that I bought quite cheaply that broke, no surprises, and the other one that I bought cheaply and broke, no surprises. Both of them were from, like... no-name brand pop-up shops.
Oh.
I'm like, oh, it's a $50 vacuum. Why do you have to spend money?
You deserve a good vacuum.
It's
you won't know your life.
Yeah.
Honestly, and then when I got my steam mop,
Jesus, like a steam
in heaven on a wheel.
Yeah.
My life's never been better.
Yeah.
13, 10, 60. Jeez, I'm turning into my mother.
What? Do you know what else I
like? Are we taking everyone's chores, though?
Yep.
Okay.
Is polishing windows.
Oh, yeah. What's your technique?
Vinegar. Paper.
Vinegar
what
paper.
You need double paper, right?
You tell me.
So, because I did a lot of this.
Yeah, I know.
Working for different fast food establishments. How do you go and clean the windows?
Yeah.
So you rub it on. It's a little bit like Mr. Miyagi. Wax on, wax off.
Yeah.
You rub it on with one towel and with a very dry towel, then you very quickly polish it off.
I love that.
Mm. Metho is what I meant, not vinegar.
I use vinegar.
Metho.
Is metho better than vinegar?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Em and Harley's handy hints, you guys. 13, 10, 60. What's a superior household chore you secretly love doing? Also, totally up for little cleaning tips and tricks.
Yeah, absolutely.
What's a superior cleaning tip and trick?
Yep.
Because I will go home and do that immediately. Yep. I love that. Whenever BuzzFeed have superior cleaning life hacks,
yes,
I'm in there. I'm in that list. I'm writing it down. I love it.
There was a TV show with two kind of fabulous older women, and they'd come around to houses and go, this is filthy.
Oh, yeah, I remember that
and
show.
And then they'd give tips on how to clean it.
Wasn't that Hoarders?
Was it something?
I think it was Hoarders, where, you know, people were fighting dead cats under sock piles.
Yeah.
13, 10, 60, what's a superior household chore you secretly love doing / tips and tricks for cleaning? We love it. Best caller will get two tickets to see my show at the Opera House next year, Thursday, 12th of April. We'll take your calls next.
What's a superior thing we're talking about now?
Emraciano, the Evil Queen Tour, Sydney Opera House, Thursday, 12th of April. Tickets on sale, 6th of November from sydneyoperahouse.com. But we're going to give two tickets away now to see Emraciano in stand-up. She is a handful, but my God, she's good on stage.
Good.
She's good on stage.
Do you know her?
She's okay. Like, she's...
You hang out much?
Nah, she gets a bit much. You know,
what's going on?
Oh, she's all right. Like... I'm back, mate. I've seen her live and it is so good. You forget all her faults and flaws when you see her on stage and you go, that
makes
sense.
Lot of energy.
That makes sense. Yeah. She should be on a stage. Not so much around people in small confined spaces. On a stage.
On a stage.
Yeah, Sam. Mm. Yeah, she's all right.
That was weird.
I don't care. Sometimes I just have to speak about myself in the third person to get through. What's happening?
Let's not even go to the callers.
I don't care.
No, we'll go to the call.
No, we've got to give away tickets. And please, can you come to my show so I have a career after radio for when I get sacked? I'm really going hard on this.
And we bloody love cleaning the house.
What's a superior household chore you secretly love? Kobe. Hey, Kobe.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, mate.
What do you love doing? What do you love cleaning?
Well, it's not so much what I love, but because the dishwasher is so close to the kitchen tap and you get the little runs of the water down there, you get the finger marks from the kids, it's once that's all clean and shiny and pristine, everything is right in the world again.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah,
what
get
are
that.
You using to clean your stainless steel, doll?
Oh, I admit, sometimes I'm a good mum and I use the vinegar, but usually it's good old spray and wipe.
Spray
but then you've got to wipe it afterwards to make sure you don't get the streaks because it's just got to be right. Sparkly and clean.
Love it, Kaby. Good girl. Good attention to detail. Joshy. Hey, Joshy.
Hello.
Hi.
Sneezing my back out.
Joel, imagine if I accidentally gave Josh the tickets. He wouldn't know what hit him. It'd be 3,000 women and Josh in the room.
Josh. I think Josh would like it.
What's the superior household chore you secretly love doing?
I love washing and drying the clothes.
Do you?
Yes.
Why do you like doing that?
The reason is, several times a week, there's still clothes on the line, so I have to put clothes in the dryer. And at least two times a week after I take the clothes out, there's at least a $20 note or a $50 note lying there.
Nice.
So, and yes. Every time I ask my siblings if it's theirs, they all try to say it's theirs, so I can't say I can't give it to either of them. So it's a...
Perfect.
Good
yeah, mate, it's yours. You're doing the washing. It's yours.
It's a saving plan, Josh. That's what that is.
And there right. Again illustrates the benefit of Australia's currency, plastic money.
Yeah.
You can't do that with American money.
Pop it in your pocket and hope to find it in the washing at a later date.
That's right.
That's a great way to save.
I love it.
Me too. Matt, remember how exciting it was as a kid to find money?
Like, I'm still excited by it.
Oh, my God. I'm not.
I came back from a tour once and I didn't realise I'd put all my merch money in the side pocket.
Oh, how good is merch money?
Yeah. And I opened the side pocket of my travel case and there was just fitties coming out.
Oh, mate. If you've ever been in entertainment and had the opportunity for merch.
Yeah. And if the tax man is listening, I gave all my merch away.
Me too.
For free. I made no money on the merchandise.
Tax? I don't know what you're talking about. Matt and Granville, did you pay tax on your merch?
I have never had merch, Em, unfortunately, but I'll be buying some of yours in your show. I'll be in a VIP too, so thank you. Congratulations on your sellout in Sydney.
Oh, my God, did you get VIP 2 tickets?
Yeah, I wanted VIP 1, but you were sold out within, like, literally seconds.
Yeah,
so,
I know.
Yeah, got VIP 2, so amazing. So excited about that. So, yeah, I'll be in row G for glitter.
Thanks, Matt. And I'm not sold out, guys. Keep buying tickets.
Not sold out.
Well, yeah. The VIPs, yeah.
They're great.
But all right.
What do you love doing, Maddie?
I love cleaning the bathroom. You domestos the living hell out of it, and you get in there, neutered up, and get in there and scrub to win an inch of your asphyxiated life.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
I only clean the bathroom nude. I don't think I've ever cleaned the bathroom clothed.
No.
I go in there nude.
Like, and you shower afterwards.
Then I shower after.
Yes.
I don't just take my clothes off, clean the bathroom, and then put them back on. And it reminds me, I used to know a guy named Ollie who would, he didn't like using toilet paper, so he would do a poo and shower after every poo.
Yes. A friend of the show, Ronnie Chang, does that.
No matter what time of day it is.
Yeah, Ronnie Chang always has to shower after he does
every
poo.
It's the weirdest thing.
Oh, it's very weird.
That.
Yeah. Very odd. I understand cleaning in the nude. Makes sense.
Good.
I mow the lawn in the nude.
No, you don't. Is that a euphemism?
You're wearing thongs.
Is that sex?
It's a euphemism now.
Just have to mow the lawn, guys. What does he mean? Oh, no, he's just mowing the lawn. Fiona. Hey, Fiona.
Hello.
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 The thing. What is it?
Just say words.
What chore? Well, I heard what you said about the tap, Em, and I have this thing where I'll, like, get a skewer and get the crusty bits that didn't get out on the dishwasher.
Nice.
And just, like, make sure that it's, like, perfectly clean, like, in the cracks, because otherwise it's not clean.
Yeah, yes. Good. Do you know what else I love, Fiona? How satisfying is a full lint drawer in the in the dryer?
Yeah.
And it's
oh
my God. Shape. It's in the shape of the lint drawer, and you crack it open.
That you were maybe days away from burning the house down.
Yeah, I always think that. I'm always seconds.
Yeah.
It's been so full. I couldn't need a jumper from that,
but
so satisfying to rip it out. And then you're like, I'm the backbone of this family when you put it back in.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. Jared. Hey, Jared.
Morning, guys.
What's I don't think Fiona even told us her favourite chore.
Oh, sorry. Hey, Fee, what was your actual favourite chore?
That and putting the bins out because they're a really long driveway and I get my steps up.
Oh, yeah. Just a chance to get away from the family.
Yeah, my bins have been known to stay out like for a full cycle. Sit out the front.
Just sit out the front. You get fines for that.
Not in my area. No one's driving past my place.
Nah.
I live in the country.
Yeah.
It's great. Jared. Hey, Jared.
Morning, guys.
Sorry, Joel. We had to go back to Fiona. It was bad radio craft. Okay. What do you got for us? What's your chore?
All right. Mine combines two.
Yes.
Vacuuming and brushing the dog. You vacuum the dog.
Oh. Does the dog like it?
Sorry, what?
I loved it. I've got the Dyson pet attachment and it lays there for hours.
That's weird because a lot of dogs get spooked by vacuum cleaners.
Nah, the Dyson pet. I don't think the pet attachment's meant to go directly on the pet, but sure.
Dyson, if you're listening.
Yeah, it's like a little brush. It's actually a brush. Captures the hair, then you press the button and it sucks the hair all the way.
Remember this? It's like a sucking cut.
Oh, yes.
The
suck cut from Wayne's World. Yeah. One of my favourite scenes in a movie ever of all time. Yeah. But I love a new vacuum.
I've got Dysons are great, except
Dysons are the best.
I went with the Miele because the Dyson battery was annoying me a little bit.
Oh,
so
right.
I went back to Miele. So either or are great. I've done lots of research on vacuums, obviously. Let's give the tickets for... Where's Josh? We've lost Josh. He
Josh
found the money.
Josh left.
Is Josh there?
We can still give it to him. They'll call him back.
Hey, Josh.
For shits and giggles, I'm giving the 18-year-old straight guy tickets to my show.
Yeah. Enjoy that, Josh.
You're going along to see me at the Opera House, Joshy, if you're listening.
Just sit there.
There he is. Put him up. Is he there?
All you got to do.
Hey, Josh.
Yes.
You're coming to see my stand-up show at the Opera House. It'll be you and 3,000 screaming middle-aged women.
Great.
Yay!
He's pumped.
Make sure you come, Joshy.
I will.
Have you got a mate you can bring? Bring your mum.
I'll bring my girlfriend.
Oh, she'll like it. Nah, she'll like it.
You're going to get an education, man.
You're going to walk out with a pair of ovaries, possibly questioning your sexuality. It'll be great.
That's all right.
Good on you.
Thanks, everyone.
Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha Bucks. For your chance to win $1,000 every week, download the Alpha Bucks app on your smartphone now.
Hey, Officer Tess from Mount Druitt.
You know, that's the nicest thing I've been referred to in the last 12 and a half hours.
Oh, are you just coming off night shift?
I am.
In Mount Druitt?
Yeah, long night.
Oh, Joel, I know. I was walking up Pitt Street Mall and I had two police officers run at me, right?
Ooh.
And I was like, and then they're like, we love this show. We listen in the patrol car. We love you. And I'm like, you guys, you can't run up to me.
No, don't run up.
Dress as police.
Don't. If you see me, don't run up to me. Give me a moment to stash some stuff.
Because straight away you're like, oh, God, what do I got on me? I'll have nothing.
I always think I've done something wrong when I see a cop. No. Even talking to Tess right now, I think I'm in trouble.
Oh, God. Officer Tess, are we big among the police community? Do the police love us?
We absolutely love you guys. Oh. You're the best thing to listen to in the morning. You're so positive and upbeat and it makes the morning fly, especially the games that you play and everything. It's the best.
Well, hello to all the police listening this morning to our show. Yeah. We're hoping to give one of your best in navy blue $10,000.
That's exactly what we want, Tess. We want to give you money.
Yay! I want that too.
Yeah, your letter is F. You probably
F or S?
F for fire truck.
Yes.
Oh, the fireys.
The fireys.
F for fireys.
Do you do any team sports against the fireys?
Oh, no, but, you know, it's just a bit of everyday us versus them.
Yes.
Just a bit of public service.
Just a bit of gentle rivalry.
It's a public service rivalry.
I just imagine your job is so much like the TV shows.
Definitely not.
You guys all go to the pub and they come in, you're like, fireys up the back. I don't know what I'm talking about.
What are you watching?
I don't know what I'm watching.
What are you watching?
I don't think anyone's seen that one. Alrighty.
Well, we're all nervous because we've got a cop on the phone. Look at us.
I've never broken the law.
Here we go.
You've got 30 seconds after I finish the first question and I have to take your first answer. You can only use it once. If you get all 10 right, you've got $10,000. All right, Tess, here we go. Name a Matthew McConaughey movie.
Huh.
An emoji.
Frown face.
A grain.
Pass.
An animated TV series.
Frankenstein.
A eight-lettered word.
Pass.
A plant.
French penny.
A colour.
Fuchsia.
A male music group.
Five.
A fabric. Mate, Tess, I'm going to apologise. The people who made those questions really took the piss, didn't they? Who did that, Tess?
Arrest them, Tess!
Arrest them! I'll give you, off air, I'll give you Jace Allen's address. You go around there and arrest him.
$500 you got.
I mean, come on.
Woohoo! You know, $500 is awesome. That's
you did a really good job. I'm not just saying
Thank
that because
you.
You're a cop and I hope you treat me with leniency.
What, are you planning on doing things in the future that you'll need leniency? You get to bed,
you
Tess.
You behave yourself.
Okay, I'll behave myself.
Get
Thanks, Tess.
Get yourself to bed, Officer Tess. Thank you. Look, we were like idiots then.
Yeah, we were.
Like you know when a cop car drives past you, like, I'm sitting up straight. my seat, and sometimes I'll just like put my hands up on the steering wheel to prove I'm not holding my phone. And I won't even have music on, but I'll just tap the steering wheel. As if I did.
Just driving along like that. Then you get arrested for not holding the steering wheel.
Hi, Tiffany Hall and Cass Dunn here. We are so excited to share with you our new show called Crappy to Happy. And Cass, there are so many ways to feel crappy.
Absolutely. We're stressed, we're busy, overwhelmed, eating too much sugar. Emotional eating.
Oh my gosh, there's so many.
You're a personal trainer, I'm a psychologist. Together we've worked with thousands of people to help them improve their emotional, mental, physical well-being.
It's going to be so much fun and you're going to learn a lot along the way.
And so are we.
And so are we from each other. So go to podcastone.com.au and tune in.
I am attempting to work on my health and well-being.
Yes.
My mental health has not been great of late, so I thought I'm going to go back to exercising more regularly.
Oh, yes.
I've always exercised. Yes. I was an athlete. Did you know I was an athlete?
I've never heard it before.
What?
No.
Yeah, I was a high-level athlete.
What?
I was a world junior. I was an Australian hurdler. Thank you very much. Could have been.
It's news to me.
Would have been, should have been, was not. And so I joined a gym. Well, yes. I didn't join a gym. I bought, you know me.
Yeah.
I don't go do things by halves.
No.
Maybe some people might go for a jog.
You went from zero to 100.
I bought 24 personal training sessions.
Yes. When I feel like I need to do a bit of exercise, I do some sit-ups and some push-ups.
Not
and
me.
Then I have a beer. You, 24 personal trainer sessions.
At a bodybuilding gym.
At a bodybuilding
not
gym.
Not just a low-key yes. gym. No. A gym where you walk in yeah. and guys are just flat out.
Yeah.
They are bulging. They are yes. grunting. And this place,
their arms are as big as their heads.
There's no cardio. We don't bother with. There's no mirrors.
Cardio.
No mirror bullshit.
Oh, there's
sorry, guys.
You'll let us have
I don't think so. I just got into full gym mate then. Because
yeah.
when I walk in, there's no showers. There's barely a toilet.
Wow.
It is a hardcore personal, like it is not, it's a bodybuilding.
Yeah.
You're there to lift, mate.
Yes.
That's it. Yep. You're about gains. I learned that
yes.
yesterday, gains. So I walked in and Tola is my PT.
Tola
is 26
yeah.
and he looks like he could
the
be.
The same age as you.
That's what I said to him. I said, Tyler, how old are you? So I'm 26. I go, oh my God, Sames. And he didn't bat an eyelid, God bless him. Already knows his client.
Yes.
Knows his client.
And her correct age.
Correct. Checked my sheet. Sometimes I forget and I write 1979.
That's
what?
Weird.
I was born in 1988.
So weird that you don't know the year you were born. I mean, the maths are hard because they change every day.
How dare you?
I mean, not that. Somebody help.
So we sat down and we did an initial test to see how flexible and everything I was. I'm very
yeah.
flexible.
Yeah. I am not.
I am. And
I can't even cross my legs. Did you know that?
Max has written, you were born in 91 to be 26. Great, terrific. Thanks, Max.
No, nearly the same age, Max. She's 28, turning 29 this year at some point.
Don't know
so it's 88.
Could be anyway. Could be any time.
Don't anyone do maths for me. I know maths. I am maths.
Harley Breen. And so we went and we did some initial exercises and I was good. Oh, I was so good. He's like, touch your toes. Oh, I had my knees to my head, up my bum. I was
really?
Like, so flexible. He's like, do a back bend. I did a back bend. He's like, oh no, normally people just lean back, but I did a full bridge.
Oh,
I went into a back.
I can't do that.
Oh, I can.
Man.
I can. And then he's like, okay. And then
I couldn't put my shoes on this morning.
Oh, dog.
I was too far down.
I couldn't go to the toilet this morning if it's any consolation. I'm so sore.
Lunchy.
Because I showed off so much
yes.
in the initial, I showed off.
You went from zero to 100.
Yeah, right. So he's gone, oh, she's really capable. So then we spent the session doing things that I was not ready for.
Now you can't move, right?
I went to go to the toilet this morning and cried.
Yeah.
And not for the normal reason I cry on the toilet.
I cry on the toilet.
Normally I cry on the toilet.
Why is that happening?
I normally cry in the mornings because it's like 4 a.m.
Yep.
And I was like, what am I doing? But this morning I went to do that. Like, if anyone's ever gone back to gym or exercise, so I'm just like, I'm sliding down. I'm like, oh. But then the worst part was getting up.
Yes.
Oh, Harley.
Yeah.
It was so awful.
Yeah.
And so, oh, God.
Just do a forward roll.
It was real. I really just wanted to forward roll everywhere today. And so we did the session, and he goes to me, oh, now you might be a little bit sore. I'm like, oh, you think, idiot? I'm sore right now.
You're going to be sore.
I abused the hell out of that toilet.
And tomorrow's worse.
Oh, no, don't. I'm going back to the gym tomorrow. I'm doing 3 days a week.
Tomorrow you're going to be sore.
No.
Sorer. That's not a word.
Please don't say that. I can't do it.
Yep.
I cannot.
You're going to vomit.
No. Oh, well, I nearly vomited yesterday. And, I had three sushis before I got in because Tyler's making me eat protein 4 times a day. Do you know how hard it is to eat 4 times a day?
Yes, yeah, too much.
It's making me eat protein 4 times a day.
I like eating once a day.
I'm having electrolytes.
Yeah.
He says I get too many cramps, got hard fat in my muscles.
Yeah, you got hard fat.
I got hard fat. You couldn't, hey guys, hey Sydney, how are you going? I went to have a pinch test and a skinny 26-year-old hard-bodied kid said, your fat's too hard for me to pinch.
You've got a hard fat.
How are you going today, guys? Hey, shut up.
Plenty of young blokes out there with hard fat. Here we go.
Okay, I haven't read this.
No, you haven't.
Okay.
I will read it to you. Such is the nature of radio.
Yeah, yeah.
Mum mistakes drunken stranger for her son and tucks him into bed.
Yes.
Oh, that's really nice.
Isn't it? It already makes me feel comfortable and nurtured. How many times I've been the drunken stranger and I've just wanted someone's mum to tuck me in
Wouldn't
bed?
Wouldn't that be a great service?
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
We don't even have to read this article.
Let's offer this as a service. Mums just, it's a tuck-in service. You
don't
even have to be drunk.
Rent a mum.
You don't even have to be drunk.
No.
Sometimes I just want to be tucked in at night
yes.
and I'm fine.
Yeah. Like, I just want a little pat on the head.
You know, and they make you into a little burrito.
Yeah.
And they just give you a little,
little pat.
And you're just like, all your troubles melt away
just
in that one moment.
Gentle kiss on the forehead.
That might be, I mean, that's okay. So, yeah. Okay. So, okay.
Let me read you the story.
Tell me more. Yeah.
Juliet Jarvis from Kingsley Common in Surrey was reportedly awoken at 4:30 a.m. last Sunday to what she thought was her son Stuart coming home from a Halloween themed night out.
Oh, Stuart.
Stewie, that's too late.
Yeah.
What are you coming home at that time of the morning?
Yeah.
She tucked the man whose face was painted like a skull into a duvet in her spare room and gave him a pillow, to which he politely replied, thanks.
Oh.
Except this wasn't Stuart. It was 29-year-old Mark Camperfield who inexplicably wound up at the Jarvis household after being ejected from for falling asleep in a club.
Well, he did need a nine-nose.
Nobody quite knows how Mark managed to find himself to where he arrived. The mix-up was flagged to Juliet in the morning by her husband, Cliff, who said, there's a naked bloke upstairs and it's not Stuart. This could have easily turned into a home invasion movie, but it actually turned out to be a heartwarming example of kindness and humour. I agree. I think it's the best.
I bet she cooked him brekkie. I bet she cooked him brekkie and sent him on his way.
Yeah.
I love that.
And Mark's been asked what he thought of the experience, and he just said, I could not have stumbled into the home of two more lovely people. They were so understanding.
Amazing.
So nice.
Hey, 131060, flat out, I want to know.
Yeah.
Do you, and I know you're definitely going to have an opinion on this.
Okay.
This is like hashtag on brand Halle Brain.
I'm genuinely paid to have an opinion.
Are you ready to have one?
Yep.
Do you, when you go into Sephora
or Mecca, all the time.
Or Mecca, Cosmetica, or Priceline, do you use the lipstick testers directly on your lips?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
oh,
because
no,
I definitely do, because I had blunt trauma to the head.
That is
and
not.
I'm an idiot.
131060, I want to know, do you use the testers in the makeup shops? Do you actually use them? I want to hear from you. Do you put them on your lips, on your skin? Because personally, in my opinion, I don't want other people's fingers and face germs up in my grill.
I take Aesop testers.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, of course, the ones that sit out the front just to pump power body.
But other people have pumped.
Yeah, that's all right.
Well, let me
I'm
tell
not putting
you,
it on my mouth.
Can I tell you why I don't? And this has happened, and I always thought this would happen, and it's happened, and I told everyone it was going to happen, and it happened.
Yeah.
A Californian woman is suing Sephora.
Ooh.
Claiming a lipstick gave her herpes.
Oh, they love a sue over there.
Oh, they love
their
very
They love a herpes
they
sue.
They love a herpes.
It's twice this week we've done a herpes sue.
Good boy.
Yeah.
Do you remember who got the herpes?
Asha.
Good.
Oh, R&B, good mate of mine.
R&B herpes for you. R&B Fridays. Get you can't, mouth cold sores. Listen,
before you even read the story, but I am interested to hear it, you can't prove that that's where the herpes come
well,
from.
Well, let's have a little look
Sephora's going to win this one.
Let's have a look. Well, Sephora's going to win it because they have a gajillion dollars.
Yeah.
A California woman is suing Sephora, claiming one of their lipsticks gave her herpes.
Yeah.
She said she visited a store in October 2015.
Oh, yes.
Oh, God.
And tried out one of the tested lipsticks on display.
Yep.
But a short time later, she ended up with a cold sore on her lip, despite never having a cold sore before.
Yeah.
The woman claims doctors diagnosed her with herpes and believes Sephora failed to warn her and other customers of the risks of sharing lipstick samples. Get in the bin, you idiot.
She picked the lipstick. No one held her down. She picked that lipstick up.
Yes.
She put it to her mouth. She took that risk.
You can't sue someone for not warning you that you're a flat-out idiot.
Yeah, you cannot do that.
Literally. It is like suing an airline for getting on a plane and them not telling you that there's a chance it could crash. Like, you know that when you get... It's just common knowledge.
Yeah.
You know that if you put...
Very low chance, by the way.
Yeah, super low. But you also know in the back of your mind it can happen. And if there's a crash and you like, and it's just a minor one or there's something happens on the runway, you can't sue the airline
for
not warning you that that could happen.
Yeah.
It's like if there's a lipstick on for sample and you can pick it up and put it on your lips, there's a very good chance other people can pick it up and put it on their lips.
Yeah, but this is America, right, where they have to have warning contents hot on coffee cups.
Yeah.
Right, which... I saw the other day, Canada has this cup. Canada says, if this was another country, we'd have to warn you that this is hot, but it's Canada, so enjoy.
Now, we've done some research to find out, can you actually get cold sores from lipstick?
Of course you can.
Well, the short answer is yes, but it's extremely unlikely. In fact, you basically have to pick up the lipstick moments after. Like someone with a cold sore has to rub the lipstick on the cold sore, and then you have to turn up 2
Straight
minutes
away.
After
yeah.
and then rub it on your lips because it's hard for the virus to live outside of the body, right?
Yep.
So it's very unlikely this woman, this is how she got it. But I was just, I want to know, 131060, do you put this lipstick sample straight on your lip or have you seen it? Or like, do you work there?
Did you get herpes because of it?
No.
No,
that's a bit niche. That's a bit niche.
But do you use the tester?
Because I think it's, I honestly think it's gross. I will walk in and see a woman putting lipstick on her lips and the first thing I think is, doll, why are you doing that?
Well, it's like beer nuts that used to sit on bars. They don't sit on bars anymore because someone did a test of them.
Gastronuts.
Full of urine and feces.
Yeah, I don't know.
The shared nuts. Now they have to come in a little packet.
Yeah. I just want to go up to them when I see them doing it and slap it out of their hand.
Yeah.
You know, like like a citizen's arrest.
But then how do you try out the lipstick?
Draw it on the back of your hand.
Then you get herpes hand.
Nah, you can't get herpes hand. I'd rather herpes hand than herpes face.
Absolutely. Every day.
Sure, mate.
Just put one glove on. Maybe that's why Michael Jackson had one glove. He had a herpes
hand. Herpes hand. 131060, lots of calls coming in about this one because this is something that you don't think about until you think about it and then you think, I want to talk about that.
Yep.
Take your calls next. 131060, we just want to talk about the lipstick samples. I know this is a strange one, but at Sephora or Mecca Maxima or Mecca Cosmetia or Procellon. You can put lipstick directly on your lips, but I'm always like, if I see a woman doing that or a man, I'm like, dude, no.
No, because somebody else has had it on their lips.
Yeah, mate. And now a woman is suing Sephora, claiming a lipstick gave her cold sores. Now,
well, she's an idiot. Take responsibility for your actions.
Yeah, and the reason she's suing him, and it makes me really mad in my heart, is because she says they didn't warn her of the risks of sharing a lipstick. For me, that's just common sense.
Yeah.
Like, you don't need to be warned about common sense.
But see, this is the
thing,
right?
Eating food might make you fat.
If
really?
If you walk along the road now and you fall into a hole, you sue the council for not telling you the hole was there. No, look.
Look. Look where you're going.
Just look.
And
you don't fall in the hole.
Stop. Stop. Just, oh, my God, get in the bin. That makes
but
me
if you
so
do
hurt.
Fall, but if you do fall in the hole, that should just be a funny story you tell your friends.
Yeah.
I fell in a hole.
Mate.
I've hurt myself. I can't go to work.
Oh, now we're going to get letters from people who fell in holes.
Oh, I don't. Send me a letter. I guarantee I won't read
it. Well, you'd be amazed the things that people come at us for.
I don't read them.
I know. I shield you from
it. Yeah. No.
You know why you don't read them? Because they just direct them at me.
They just
forget that you're even here because I'm a loudmouth woman and you're just a passionate man. Kelsey. Em has opinions. Harley's passionate.
I have opinions.
Apparently not. Apparently you're just passionate and I'm a loudmouth.
All right.
Yeah.
Hey, Kelsey.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good, mate.
You're an expert in this field, which
I
love.
We're winding up.
Yeah, I love an expert in a field. Talk to me. You work in the cosmetic section of a department store. Now, what do you see?
Do.
You would see some things.
Oh, man. We see things every day, and it cringes us all out. It's feral.
You've seen the lipstick straight to lips, obviously.
So lipstick straight to lips, and, I mean, it's not hard to ask for us to disinfect them. And then we've also seen, like, people just go straight away with the mascara, like, straight to their eyelashes, which is just even worse.
Conjunctivitis.
Conjunctivitis, pink eye, so contagious.
Straight up.
Oh, my God. Do you go up to them? Do you tell them, no, dolls, don't do that?
You do, but some, like, just don't listen to you or they just don't care or they don't understand you. I don't know.
Are they just getting free makeup? Is that what's happening?
Well, that's what I'm worrying. See, let's talk to Taylor in Wollongong because she has a friend she just goes in for a full face.
Hi. She used to, when we were younger, if they didn't have makeup on for the day and they wanted to go somewhere, they would just walk into any of those kind of shops, put on a full face of makeup and then just walk out. So lipstick, foundation, mascara, the work.
just the free test is a full face.
Yeah, just the free test is full face of makeup and then off for the day.
That's how I used to get my parfum.
Did you use
the eau de toilette?
If you wanted to pop on some Cool Water Davidoff, you just pop on this.
Oh, yeah, I was always putting Cool
Water
Davidoff.
That's okay. I have no issue. No, I spray perfume in shops.
I'd go and get a Polo Ralph Lauren.
Yeah, and I love that smell.
I'd do it daily. There was a pharmacy with testers on the way.
I don't have a problem with that.
I'm not spending money on that.
I think spraying perfume's fine.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have an issue with testing perfume at all. It's completely different to something you're shoving up in your mouth.
Absolutely.
Right. Yeah. Talia. Hey, Talia.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Now, you're also an expert in the area. Talk to me. I love how many passionate lipstick people there are this morning. Yeah. It's great.
Honestly, it's bloody disgusting. I am so anti-testing on directly on your mouth. Mm. So I feel like some people go, you know, a little bit too ham with lipstick and they open their mouth so far that sometimes they have their leftover crumbs around their mouth that they're putting on the lipstick.
Oh, and wow.
And not just that, you know the lipstick wand?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you're just putting, if people are putting that straight onto their mouth, you're getting their dry skin, whatever was left over on their mouth, and they're just putting it back in that pot. So the next person to pull out that wand, oh, hey, last week's lunch, dinner from Sally or whoever. It's gross. I'm not down with it.
Talia's as fired up as us.
She is passionate.
I love that, Talia. Thank you. She is not down.
Get your own makeup is the rule.
Yeah, in the grand scheme of things, I'm going to start slapping the lipstick out of your hands, ladies and gents.
Yeah.
I am. I'm just going to walk up and I'm just going to go.
Yep.
And then walk off. Unspoken.
I'll be at the pub not caring.
That really could be applied to anything we talk about on this show for 3 hours. Thanks, everyone.
It's time for dog news. News, 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 news.
Yes, it is time for dog news.
What's been going on?
Police dog causes chaos by running on the field during soccer game. A police dog has caused chaos in a professional soccer match in Bolivia by running onto the pitch and stealing the ball.
Yay.
The dog managed to escape its handler, run onto the ground and puncture the ball within minutes and then ran around for a full minute. No one could catch him.
That's a bad police dog.
Police officers then, it was like a Benny Hill sketch. Police officers then. What's the music?
That you did the clown.
I was doing clowns.
Yeah.
What's the Benny Hill? Except there was no. You know when you watch that back, that is just flat out sexual harassment.
Oh, straight up.
There's nothing delightful about Benny Hill.
Nope.
That whole situation in being chased,
scantily clad,
scared,
being chased by crazy music. Fat men.
Yeah, like when you really unpack it, ew.
Not okay.
But that case, it's okay. The police officer had clothes on. The dog had clothes on, and we just made the music noise.
That's right.
All's well that ends well. They got a new ball. The game was played. I don't know who won. Robot dogs are coming, you guys. This is so exciting. Sony used to have a robot dog, right?
Yes.
And then people were like, oh, that's a bit creepy.
Yeah,
and then weird. Sony've improved it, and now they're bringing it back. And it's got OLED screens for eyes. It can show a diverse range of emotions. You don't have to feed it. It doesn't wee on the carpet.
I might get one.
I was thinking that for you.
Put it in the chicken
he's
coop.
He's called Aibo. Oh. A-I-B-O.
When the foxes come in.
Yeah.
Your little robot dog will power up.
You could do that. Dance. You could do that.
Put lasers on its head.
And I also want to talk about, I'd also like to know your opinion on this one.
Too. Okay,
so my dog Toby, he's 13, he's old.
Oh, that is old.
He's a light of my life. Yeah. I love him. He's a silky terrier. He's my first doggy and he's amazing. Well, he has been eating the same food for a long time. And anyone who has dogs knows you can't change their diet willy-nilly. A dog's been eating a certain amount of food. Well, my husband decided Toby's sad because he doesn't eat enough meat because Toby has no teeth.
Oh, yes.
Right. So Scott says, you know what? Yeah, I'm gonna mince up some mince and I'm going to give it to Toby. I said, don't do that. He's going to vomit it up.
Yeah.
He goes, nah, he'll be fine. I go, okay, fine. You give him the mince, mate. But if he vomits it up, you got to clean it up.
That's fair.
5 minutes later. Toby's heaving on the carpet.
Yeah.
Oh. I said, oh, Scott, come clean up the vomit. He goes, oh, no, I wouldn't have thought so.
He's not going to clean it up.
Because apparently there's an unspoken rule that the mother of the household has to clean up all the bodily explosions.
No.
So now we're in a standoff over a pile of vomit, guys.
You've done that before.
It's still there. Toby wouldn't even eat it back up because it was rank.
Well,
I've put a little.
What about Roy?
Put witch's hats around it.
Why doesn't Roy eat it up?
Have you met Roy?
Yeah.
Roy's terrified of everything.
Yeah.
Roy's not going to eat vomit up. So what do I do? How long do I leave the vomit for?
Get another dog.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh,
get another dog.
I'm going to.
And it'll eat
Scott,
that vomit.
I'm going to tell Scott you told me I could get a third dog.
Get a dog.
Great.
Get two.
But can you just, I'm in the right here.
Yeah, totally you're in the right. Don't
Thank
give
you.
The dog food
Thank
that
you.
Doesn't know.
Thank you. Yeah. Say it because he's listening. Tell him.
Tell who?
Scott.
Scott. Yeah. Hey, Scott. Have a good day, mate.
You just heard dog news, 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 news. Wait for you hate me.
Wait for
you hate me. What is wrong with you?
Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha Bucks. For your chance to win $1,000 every week, download the Alpha Bucks app on your smartphone now.
It's 8:13. Hey, Lorena.
Good morning.
You're from South Rith.
Yes, I am.
The Rith.
Is that the better side of the Rith in your opinion?
I'm in a very good side of the Rith. Yes, I have an amazing street with amazing neighbours, and
right.
It's quiet and it's nice. Yes,
right.
Great.
South Rith represent. I like it.
Rith.
Now you need a new bed because your partner broke it. All right, mate, steady on.
Things are getting crazy in South Rith.
It's not how it sounds, guys. I promise you that.
Oh, sure.
Well, your letter is I.
Oh, I. Louise.
That's a hard one.
It is a hard one, and there are hard questions.
I. That's low-key stupid.
It's low-key stupid.
Okay, awesome.
This is my recommendation to you, is just be quick, and we'll see how many hunches we can get you.
Just do your best.
Okay.
You know?
It's all
okay.
That's dumb.
They're taking the biz.
That's taking the biz.
Yep.
Okay.
Your time starts after I finish the first question.
Okay.
You get 30 seconds. Got to take your first answer if you can think of one.
Okay. Oh, thanks, guys. Challenge
it's
on.
It's not our fault. I'm only just reading them.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, there. Look, there. To be fair.
Just do it. Stop it. We're just prolonging the agony.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Do it.
Here we go.
Okay.
Name a video game.
Pass.
A Sydney suburb.
Pass.
A body part.
Pass.
An occupation.
Insurance clerk.
A store.
Iconic.
A household item.
Ice cream.
A word ending in P.
Pass.
A female celebrity.
She got three, I reckon. Let's see what they
say. I'm giving her ice cream as a household
item. I'm giving her iconic, even though it's iconic.
Hey, I has to be the hardest letter ever.
They gave me 200 because they're dead on the inside. Yeah. No for ice cream.
Okay.
No for ice cream? How dare you? Ice cream is a household item.
Sure it is.
It's
everyone needs to have ice cream.
That's right, mate. When you get off here, you argue with him and then sue him.
No.
Can you not invite legal action on us? We've had enough.
Oh, they're not going to win that.
Well, you never know. Lorena, you enjoy that $200.
And good on you, buddy.
I'm sorry, but that was dumb.
That was it.
Like, what is even the point? Can I have those 6 minutes back on my life, please?
Name a video game.
131060, are you legitimately considering cancelling Christmas? So we are now in November, obviously.
Yeah.
And it has begun, the craziness.
Yes. Yeah, it's crazy.
And my family is big, and we tried to do Kris Kringle 1 year, but everyone cheated. So on Christmas Day, my kids will get an individual gift from about 50 people.
Whoa.
It's crazy.
It's too much.
And I spend all of December stressed, running around, trying to get presents, hot car park. And my kids have everything they want. My daughter is also going to Guatemala to volunteer for a month on Boxing Day.
Great.
So I feel but I've also paid a considerable amount of money, Scotty and I, for her to do that trip.
Sure.
And she's going to build schools and villages, which is awesome.
Yep.
And I also think firsthand she's going to see how materialistic we are.
Yes.
So I am honestly considering no Christmas this year. Like, and I'm not just saying this for radio content. It is something I talked to Scotty about and he's on board. I'm just going to say to my friends and family, and it's going to be really hard for them because we love buying stuff in my house.
Yeah.
Please don't buy presents for any of us. Maybe donate here. Or buy a copy of my book, come to my stand-up show, whatever. You know, there's a ways you can help me.
Maybe buy my book. But literally went bars and I'm like, that's normal. That's not normal.
I know you didn't even know.
Like, wait, would you just say, I'm canceling Christmas and you all have to buy my book.
Like, what do you think?
Well,
I know it's hard, but honestly.
I'm road tripping this year.
Yeah.
I'm going up to, I think I'm allowed to say this now. I'm going to the Woodford Folk Festival, one of my favourite places.
You've already actually said it four times on the world. Air, so that's fine.
I'm in the official list. I'm doing a debate.
Cool.
The Woodford debate. Anyway, I go to Woodford. Woodford starts on the 26th on Boxing Day.
Yeah.
Kind of. It's a soft start and then 27th it kicks off. We're planning on being there before Christmas so that we get our tent site and set all that sort of stuff up. And then I have the issue that my son has got two households, my oldest boy. And so there's all that sort of stuff. And I don't know how to logistically get him there for Christmas Day. I can get him there the next day, fly him up. I'm like, oh, maybe I'll just
not do Christmas.
Just not do it.
Yeah. I know.
Walter's too young. He doesn't care.
I'm not religious. You're not religious.
I'm an atheist. Why do I care?
I love the idea of seeing my family. Yeah. I'm not against that.
Yeah. Mm. But I see him all the time anyway.
Yeah, me too.
You know, like I just went and did a whole family reunion for my brother's 40th. Yeah. That was great.
My dad comes over every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Look, 131060, I'd love to hear from you guys. We are inspired by a mum who's doing this in Britain. She's got a four-year-old. She's gone online. She said, I'm not buying my kid any presents. And, of course, Mumsnet had something to say about that.
Oh, yeah.
Get stuff, Mumsnet. 131060, are you cancelling Christmas or are you so into Christmas?
Yep.
You can't believe Holly and I are saying this.
Yep.
You've already got your tree up. You've already done your shopping. You live for it and you want to try and talk us. You want to sell Christmas to us.
And you can do that.
I'm happy for no either judgment. Side. Do you hate Christmas or are you selling Christmas?
Yeah.
Let's do this. 131060. We're asking if you'd like to cancel Christmas. Might seem a little early for a Christmas phoner, but
oh, well.
What was on
an article came out.
Yeah, so a woman has said she doesn't want to give her four-year-old gifts because he has too many things.
Yeah.
She got savaged by a bunch of other women.
Yeah.
And I actually read it and went, yeah, sister, I feel you.
That said, full disclosure, we already have a gift box quite full of gifts.
So you're not cancelling Christmas.
Oh, well. Two of those gifts have been there 2 years in a row now. We haven't given it yet. A video game that I think is not time for him to play video games.
Full disclosure, I have a box of stuff I get sent to the station.
Yes. Yeah, some of that is in there too.
And I'm going to give that out if I need a present.
Yeah, that's in there.
But I'm just, for my kids and my family specifically, my husband Scott is the most non-materialistic person I know. He would prefer to have not much at all. And my kids have enough. So I was honestly reading about this mother thinking, yeah. And then someone's gone, oh, how do you like Halloween and not Christmas? Someone just wrote to us
That's different.
I'm so different, Holly. That's I get to different. Dress up on Halloween.
Yeah.
It's not religious.
Yeah.
I don't have to buy presents.
It is based in religion.
Not in my mind.
Yeah.
It's about lollies and amazing glitter.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's so different. I don't have to see family members I don't see.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's good. It's,
they're not the same. Don't compare Christmas and Halloween. They're just a day.
It's like,
it's like saying, how can you like dogs and not helicopters?
Good analysis.
Yeah.
Analogy.
Yep.
Abby in Blacktown, you've actually cancelled Christmas.
Yes, I've cancelled Christmas. And hello, guys. Yeah, I cancelled Christmas because we have too many family feuds. So we haven't really we haven't really told people yet, but we went and booked our holiday to Melbourne. And I said to my son, you have everything, so you really don't need anything. So let's go to Melbourne.
Yeah,
so we're driving on the Friday after work so we can go shopping just before Christmas and he can get a couple of things, but he doesn't need anything. But
yeah.
I can't do the family thing.
No, I couldn't. Yeah, me neither. Yeah.
No, it's fair enough. There's a lot of tension around that day because people have their expectations and you have to measure everybody's expectation about what they want with that day, and that's why fights happen.
You know what? Catch up with your family whenever you want.
Yeah, just put on a Barbie.
Do you know what I mean?
No pressure on it, and I guarantee you there'll be less fights.
We should do a non-Christmas Barbie.
Just have a Barbie.
And specifically call it, it's the non-Christmas Barbie.
It's on the 25th of December.
Yes. now, Jess is just beside herself. Jess.
Oh, my God. Em, Harley, this is your Christmas intervention, okay?
Okay. Sell it.
Okay, look, I have already got all of my presents. They're all wrapped.
Yes.
They are sitting in the lounge room.
You're so excited.
The tree is in the lounge room waiting for my daughter to come home.
Shut up. Are you serious?
Dead set. We are going to put up the Christmas tree this weekend. Like, I am all about Christmas, let me tell you. But
it's November the 2nd.
Dude. It is never too early for Christmas, but you got to hear me out. Okay,
you gotta hear I'm listening. Stop interrupting your house. Let's go. Okay.
Thank you. I came from a really rough home, like really broken family, really terrible, terrible time. But the one happy time we always had together was Christmas.
Oh.
You know, everyone could pull it together for Christmas and people weren't so mean at Christmas. So Christmas is big for me. Like, it's a big thing and everyone came together and it was really happy. So...
I just feel mean. I mean, way to bring us down, Jess.
I don't feel mean.
I feel mean now. Nah, it's Jess's only happy memory, mate. We're horrible people. You know what, Jess? Do you know what I say? Mate, you do you. I'm not saying everyone cancel Christmas. I'm saying go sick, cut sick, start eating ham every day. Do what you need to do.
I endorse that.
Yeah.
Eat ham every day.
Just for me personally, and always, guys, whenever I say anything, it's just what I think.
Look,
it's not right or wrong. Oh, that's a nice picture.
Yeah.
What is it?
It's like a...
It looks like a lasso.
Yeah.
That's nice. Anyway.
Sorry.
Just to finish my rant. If you want to have Christmas, don't write me letters, idiots.
No.
I don't actually care.
You can have Christmas. There's no rule.
I'm not saying don't do it.
Maybe have a break from the consumer side of Christmas.
Do whatever you want. You know what? Do whatever you want.
I'll do me
and you do you. And as long as that's not hurting anyone, I'm all right with you. Okay?
Yep.
Shut up. I'm going to the races this weekend. I'm off to Derby Day, going down to Melbourne to enjoy... I probably won't watch our race, to be honest.
Yeah.
I had a very special outfit made by my friend Silvana and Tedesco. She made my yellow frock that you might have seen I wore to the Radio Logies.
Yes.
And I've gone to have a fitting and there is one massive problem with my outfit.
Yeah.
I'm wearing a suit. So I'm going bucking tradition. I'm wearing
a
suit, yes. And the jacket has
feathers. Lady suit.
Well, yeah, I actually look like Maleficent.
Oh, yes.
I look a little bit like Maleficent.
A pantsuit.
It's an all-in-one jumpsuit, like made like a tuxedo-y kind of look.
Okay.
And then over the top is a hand-beaded jacket that's kind of made like a straight jacket with a feather tail. It's incredible.
Wow.
So I put the outfit on. There's two problems.
Yes.
Can't sit in it.
No, well, that's a problem.
And the second one is...
You'll be wandering around.
The most important
hobnobbing.
One. Yeah, maybe, but the next one you're not going to like.
Okay, what's the next one?
Can't bend my arms. What do I need to be doing to bend my arms at the races?
Drinking.
100%.
The only reason to go.
You should have seen me. I said to her, Silvana, one problem, mate. And like, I'm doing robot. And I couldn't even get it. Like, I couldn't even get it past my knee.
They're not wearing that.
I said, doll. She goes, Em, it looks beautiful. I'm not making you special elbow patches so you can drink. I said, put those drinking patches in right now, sweet.
Put
cut
it in.
Holes. I don't care if you have to cut holes specifically. She's like, what if you have a straw? I'm not. I'm not having a straw, mate.
In this situation, it has to be function over fashion.
100%.
Function over fashion. Oh, I would not normally say that. No, I'd normally say fashion over fashion.
I know you would.
Look at me with my grey
Look
t-shirt.
At you, amazing. But I totally accepted not being able to go to the toilet. She said, no, you won't be able to go to the toilet. Okay, fine.
Oh, that's a pop a catheter.
Whatever. I'm in black. No one's going to notice.
Yeah, just let it go.
Can't sit. Fine. Can't drink. How dare you?
What? Nah.
And I'm talking anything. I'm not even just talking alcohol, you guys. I'm talking like water and juice.
Yeah, water
Cannot
and juice.
Cannot put my hand to
That's
my
That's what
mouth.
I was talking about.
Me too. What about, I'm in the mum tent. I'll only be drinking mum flavoured water.
What about one of those big plastic yard glasses?
Talk to me. I'm taking options
You know,
now.
One of those big plastic
What about
ones?
A backpack?
Yes.
What? Can't you get those Camelbacks?
What about a sparkly
Yes.
backpack?
Yes.
With water in.
Yeah.
And a
straw. Mum-flavoured water.
Mum-flavoured water.
I could have the, oh, Holly. Yeah. Okay, we could have, we could have the sparkly Camelback filled yes. with water.
Just water.
Water. Yeah. And then I can fashion it as a headpiece.
Yes.
Like a
turban.
A, yes, which yes. is all about turbans. And you know what turbans do? They give you a facelift.
Yes, you can put a fabulous turban on that has water in it.
Straight into my mouth.
Like in yes. New York, yes. where they have the water tank on the top of a building.
Yes.
You're the building, yes. water tank on your head, and it gravity feeds. You don't even have to put it in your mouth.
Oh, my God.
Just gravity feed it into the side of your neck. And it
straight in.
Straight in
a
your
trip
gut.
Straight in.
Straight in.
We are geniuses.
We've solved the problem.
Thank you. So when you see me in the best dress list yes. with my turban backpack, Kavanaugh, with a little feather.
Cultural appropriation. Irresponsible consumption. This has been a great break. Horse racing.
Fashion,
nothing wrong there.
Fashion. Shut up. I won't see our horse. It doesn't count. I'm going so I can look at Dr. Chris Brown for a day.
Oh, yeah. I'd have a look at him too.
Chris Smith will take his top off, mate. My husband's coming. It's a fun day.
Yeah.
Pete Hellyer joining us in studio. Welcome.
Yay! Thanks, guys.
Got a new show, 7:30 on 10. Let's get the plug out of the way straight
Tonight,
away.
Tonight, Cram. It's the easiest game show in the world because we give you all the answers before we even ask you a question.
So. Is it fast-paced and unpredictable?
It's fast-paced. How did you know, Rishiana?
God, are you
Is
going...
it cancelling Christmas? Whoop, I'm on the wrong are page. You...
Are you corralling two teams of comedian celebrities and testing their memories across a series of general knowledge categories?
This is almost like a psychic kind of game show now. You're changing the rules in front of my face. That's
yeah.
exactly what it is.
Did I test for it and then not get the call up when it went to air?
Oh!
Mate, I didn't even get asked. I don't even make the category of comedian or celebrity.
Was I in the room when you tested for it?
No, there wasn't. You weren't even up for host at that point. It was a different person.
It was Grandania again. I would have had you in a heartbeat. Obviously, you know that.
Thanks, Pete.
Okay, thanks for your time, everyone. Let's go. Let's play that song again. That was a good one.
Okay. So,
it's a fun show,
amazing.
Though.
Amazing. Don't you love it when you come on shows and then the two hosts have a go at you for not giving them jobs? Isn't that an amazing thing for you?
Welcome.
I did a serious Good It's a Date a few years ago, and we casted a lot of actors. Harley was in that.
Oh.
Playing. No, we need, you need to save some for series three. But we used a lot.
Yeah.
Because it was an anthology, so there's always new characters.
Yeah,
so we used like 300 actors over two series. So that does get a little bit awkward when people kind of go,
why was I on it?
You can't say, listen, you can only cast six people. It's like, no, you casted 300.
That's fine. Yeah. I'm fine. Sorry, that's fine.
Let's give away pink tickets. Can we give away pink tickets or something?
That's fine. I pretty much sold out the Opera House on my own yesterday, but fine. Don't have me on your little TV show. No, I'm joking. So you're going to do a game show. I'm going to feel so bad about hitting you up. I want you to know that I'll go to bed tonight and I'm just going to be Luke McGregoring it like the whole time, just so you
just
know.
Just hopping in a circle to get out of bed.
Checking for murderers underneath. Yeah, yeah. Cramp. No, so you're going to have an example right now with Hallie.
We are going to play a little crash test version of Cram. So we play on the show. We play like a 30-40 second animated graphic of lots of facts coming at you fast and furious, and then I'll ask you the question. So all you need to do is remember as many facts as you can. You can play at home. It's a great play at home game. Families are going to love it. If you're in your car, wherever you are, try to remember as many facts, and I'll ask questions after this. Your Cram starts now. It's on tattoos.
Tattoos. 3, 2, 1. Cram. Tattoo comes from the Polynesian tatau, meaning to write. Most tattooed man, lucky ring. Cambridge. 100% tattooed. That's over 1,000 hours getting inked. Tattoos were illegal in New York City between 1961 and 1997. Butterfly Art Barbie was released in 1999 with a butterfly tattoo on her stomach. She was discontinued. Early tattoo methods used chisels, rakes, and picks. In some cultures, urine was used to mix tattoo color. Black tattoo ink was commonly made from burnt animal bones. Angelina Jolie has a tattoo with the coordinates of where her children and Brad Pitt were born. Studies show that the most commonly removed tattoos are dolphins and the names of ex-lovers. Goodbye, Brad, and Tatscam.
That's it.
Nah. Nah.
So when are we starting?
Sorry.
We're going to play a few songs and then come back to it. We're going to take our time to get to the questions.
You just thrown a bunch of numbers at a dyslexic person.
You'd be surprised how many people come into the show and think they're going to be hopeless, even after they've heard the Cram, and then they do quite well. Josh Thomas came on. He said, I won't answer a single question. Nailed it. We did find out he had Ritalin before the show. So seriously, we'll be drug tested. Tattoos, you should both be nailing this.
I have them.
Butterfly Art Barbie was released in 1999. On what part of her body was the tattoo?
The belly.
The belly, the stomach is correct. I'll give you that. Well played, Harley Breen. The world's most tattooed man, Lucky Rich, spent approximately how many hours?
1,001.
1,000 is correct, Harley. So close, Em.
Thank you, Pete.
Which language gave us the word tattoo?
Pachacow. Pachacow.
Tatow.
You're just making noises now, Em.
Peru.
No, it's P.
Polynesian.
Polynesian.
Yes.
M striking back.
Thank you.
2-1. Harley leaves. Leads. In some cultures, which liquid is used?
Pee.
Poo. Poo. Don't go to that tattooist.
I said pee.
If your tattooist is pooing in your tattoo, you should.
That's keep your receipts.
I meant to say pee.
And take medical help.
Wait.
Well, what do you reckon, Ben?
Equal.
Okay. That was not even close
Shut
to
up,
equal.
I said
you said poo, and
I said
you're
poo-pee. Wrong. Go back. Poo-pee. I said poo-pee. Oh, did. We're recording this.
Too all. Okay. Too all because it makes it more interesting.
Okay.
Tattoos were illegal in New York for how many years?
1961 to 1997.
Which is how many years?
Wow. Oh, God. Maths is 36.
36. Harley, well played. 3-2. Name three tools that were once used to produce tattoos.
Picks. Axe.
Needles. Pins.
No,
nails.
And lawnmowers. One. Lawnmowers. Oh.
Daggers.
He poos on you, then he runs a lawnmower over you. It's a great service.
Knives, straws.
Small children Kittens. With toothpicks.
Kittens.
Neither. Picks. You both get a point for picks. Chisels and rakes I would have also taken.
Okay.
The most commonly removed tattoos are the names.
Dolphins and names of ex-lovers.
Dolphins is correct. Ex-lovers as well. Now, for the win, whoever wins this, it's worth 30 points.
Okay.
I think you're just making the rules up as you go along,
You
Pete
should
Elliot.
See the show. What does Angelina Jolie have tattooed on her?
Latitude and the birthdays of her children.
Yeah. Next time we need buzzers, okay?
Yeah.
Cram premieres tonight at 7:30 on 10. It'll be way better than that.
I'll be on next week.
Chris Brown, Dr. Chris Brown, Nick Cody, Frank Woodley, Miranda Tapsell, and our team captains, Dirk Jaisinger and Virginia Gay.
Oh,
it's a great,
good.
A great lineup.
That is a great lineup.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming in. That was hectic.
Thanks. Always a pleasure, guys.
That podcast of the M. Rossiano Radio Show with Harley Breen was brought to you by Australia's best mobile network. To find out more about their latest offers, go to telstra.com.au or head into your nearest Telstra store today. The M. Rossiano.